Hey, how you guys going?
Pretty good, thanks, Tamsin. It's Tim here. Just first of all, give us a bit of a brief overview of your past couple of weeks from your last ditch attempts at the A qualifier to the appeal with AA and then to what you're sort of doing now.
It's been a massive year, to be honest. I've run way more 800s than I've ever had to run because they told us that we had to do the A standard, which... In my event, just to give you a background of how tough the A is, only two Australians have ever in the history of women's 800 running run that A time electronically. So it's a pretty tough time to do, and a tough time to do in Australia, just time trialling, because fields are going to be, the races are going to be running one in 203. So I've done a lot of races the last couple of weeks. Everything kept getting extended. So, you know, you'd get flat because you'd miss the cutoff, and then they'd extend it, so you'd have a few more races. But unfortunately, it was really tough to find races because the Europeans were on and the European Championships and America and everybody else had their trials. So you'd basically be time trialing. You'd get a pacer to take you through 400 and try and run the rest on your own. So it's been tough. I was tired from all the racing, but then you still hold hope that your federation's going to back you in, because I was IAAF qualified. But when they don't and you realise that you're into your careers, it's been a tough week. It's been a very tough week, especially being in London and having to see everything that's going on with the games at the moment.
And do you think the fact that you've actually had to run so many races has worked against you? Maybe if you were told from the start that if you got a B qualifier that you would be sent, you could get that qualifier, then concentrate more on the training side of things and then work towards running that sub 2 minutes at London.
Oh, no doubt. I like the American way of picking the team, always have. I think that, you know, the one time is the trials that you get everybody on the start line that, you know, is fighting for that position for Australia. And I think that the way that the Americans do it, that if in an event, if there's three A's, the top A's in the trials go to the Olympics. If there's no A standard athlete, then the top place B standard athlete goes to the Olympics. Now, they all know what they've got to do, and the American trials is pretty cutthroat. They've got a lot more depth in their sport than we do. So in my event, I think it'd be fantastic if it's the trials and there was four B qualified athletes and we're all fighting for the one position. But unfortunately, I was the only B standard athlete. So I won the trials by only 3 seconds. And if they had have picked me off that, I would have been able to go back into a base and prepare and peak for the games. And it would have been a lot easier if we had known that the cutoff date was going to be that late July, July 10th, or rather than the June 11th cutoff, because many of us have had to come overseas a week after nationals and have been here since then. So it's expensive and it's been pretty tough.
Tamsin, cutting to the chase there too, why do you think you should be selected on the team when the selection criteria that has been put in place by AA says that an A qualifier is a must? Is it simply due to the service you've given?